Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
The Matrix.
And we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the do not touch sign.
Museum. It's museum. It's like surfing.
Good morning and welcome back to The Breaking Point, everybody. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Estelle.
What's up? That's my name.
Yeah, I'm making my return to The Breaking Point.
Yes, after Ethan's homecoming. Two weeks you've been gone, even though like we were all gone the first week, but then you were gone the second week, so it was extra gone.
I apologize, guys. The power of emoticons or emojis for us. Emoticon, is that like the universal name for it? Emoticon?
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. I believe so.
Okay. Well, fun facts. Did you know that in 1980s, a computer scientist named Scott Fahlman.
Sure.
Yes.
Fahlman.
Yes. He basically was on a forum page and he was typing and he was trying to make jokes, but people weren't understanding that what he was saying was supposed to be a joke. And so he invented the --close parentheses.
Which is the smiley face with the nose.
Yeah. Does anybody use the
nose? The
nose
has disappeared recently. In recent years. Why has it disappeared?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too much work.
I mean, that's fair.
It's one more, you know, button you have to press.
Yeah.
So, like, this dude was just, like, trying to be funny and no one got his jokes.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
And basically, that was the beginning.
That was the birth of emojis.
The beginning of what has now become a national phenomenon. Wasn't
a movie. It's become a movie.
Yes. And I believe that there was like, wasn't it? I think it was 2 years ago. It was the word of the year or something like that.
Last year, the word of the year was the crying, laughing.
Yeah.
It's so hard to like explain which one that is. It's like laughing, but then it has the two tears.
Yes. But yes. Yes.
Yes, that was the word of the year. Even though it was an emoji, not a word.
Which is confusing. And this year, it's fake news. And that's
two words.
I just don't.
They're losing their mind, dude. They don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think they need to stick to words in a singular word.
I feel like no one cared about the word of the year until they started doing like ridiculous stuff. Have you heard of spatial reasoning before?
Okay, so we talked about this a little bit. I am still very confused.
All right, so. Well, I'm going to preface with the story first.
All right.
There's a man named Christian Bauer, and he was diagnosed with dyslexia when he was 6 years old, and Ethan didn't know that dyslexia was a real thing.
Yeah, honestly, I've been told that dyslexia wasn't a real disease, and I have never met someone with dyslexia, so I apologize.
I mean, I don't think everyone like comes out and like, I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, but like, you know how we, have you ever done popcorn in class where you like, you have to read?
Yeah, and people just take really long time to read. Like, they could potentially be dyslexic or they're just dumb.
That's
the thing, you don't know.
You don't know.
But anyways, he was dyslexic, so that means that like similar letters, so like you have the B's, P's, D's, and Q's all look the same. Or like
which makes
R
sense.
And R and N
because they're kind
look
of
similar, and M and H.
N and H, yeah, and then M and N. I've always thought, like, why?
Yeah, those can be hard.
And
or like
M and W.
W, V, and U, those can be confused.
Yeah.
So, like, that type of deal makes it a lot harder for people with dyslexia to read.
You think that English could come up with better letters?
Well, no. So, the problem with the problem with people, like, not being able to read it is because the way it's presented is that they're presented uniformly. Because that's like what makes a good typography or something. That's what this article says. But this dude.
What do you mean by uniform? Like they all.
Like they're all like all the stems on the H's and the T's and the F's all go to the same height.
Okay.
And the N and the H have the same height on the curve and stuff. So Christian decided to make his own font that makes it so that they're all easily distinguishable. Like you flip the N over and there's no way it could be mistaken for a U, that type of deal. So. He creates that, and that's really cool. But I think the coolest thing is what spatial reasoning is, which is the root for dyslexia. Spatial reasoning is when someone can take, like, a flat object, take it off, and, like, flip it around in their mind. So, whoa. Like, you take the words in front of you. This computer says CHS on it. So, you take the CHS, and then, like, you can see the sides and the top and the bottom and the back of it as if it was a 3D object, which just blows my mind.
I couldn't do that.
So, my math teacher has dyslexia with B's, P's, Q's, and D's. And she was telling us about how, like, there was this sign. So, during the summer, she would tear down the walls of her house and, like, rearrange things in the other room without moving in her mind. So, like, she knew what it would look like as if she did that thing.
That's, I can picture things, but not like that.
Right, that's the thing. Like, people who have dyslexia see, like, this guy, Christian Bohr, said that he could see when he tries to read, he wants to make these 3D letters flat. That's the problem that he has with reading. Everything is, like, 3D to him.
Well, it's, like, reading in 3D.
I don't know. I think it's, like, case by case. But, like, that's the dyslexia that my teacher has. And that's the dyslexia Christian Bohr has. Is, like, his spatial reasoning is, like, so good that it messes up his reading.
I couldn't even imagine that. Just the words popping out.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
That makes,
like,
reading super interesting.
Yeah. There's, like, this. Imagine a sign, right? It has a hamburger on it.
Yeah.
Imagine that you could see the top and the bottom and the sides and the back of it.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Kind of. Like, I can picture what it would look like.
Like, it hurts my brain to try to do, you know? Like, it would be easier if there was one in front of you, but
I'm currently thinking about the SpongeBob burger. That's yeah. What I'm thinking. Yeah.
It's been ingrained in our brains.
Yeah.
But, yeah, basically, like, moral of the story, dyslexia is bad. Spatial reasoning is, like, really cool.
And I learned that it was an actual disease.
And Christian Bohr made a new font. You know what else kind of relies on time?
What?
Rainbows?
Yes.
Yes.
Go for it.
There was a rainbow in Taiwan, in Taipei, the capital of Taiwan. I looked it up.
Taipei. That's
Taipei.
Fancy.
Taipei.
Did you have to look up how to say Taipei?
No.
Hey.
I knew from my eighth grade geography.
There you go. I didn't know.
But Taipei, Taiwan, a 9-hour rainbow.
Oh my gosh. A 9 hours?
Like, yes, it existed for 9 hours.
Was it a full rainbow? Like, all colors?
Yes, it was a full Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, all the way across the city.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine the pot of gold at the end of that rainbow?
Yes, there's got to be, like, a leprechaun community over there. Oh, my gosh.
It's just, like, Smurfs.
Smurfs?
Are Smurfs leprechauns? Like a form of leprechaun?
I think probably not,
but that just made me think of Smurfs.
I mean, I've never seen a Smurf with a pot of gold, so.
What's your favorite Smurf?
Papa Smurf.
That's original.
That's the only Smurf. Okay, so honestly, if I'm going to be honest here, I've never actually seen a Smurf movie.
That's
or
just disappointing.
Show. I just know about Smurfs.
That's disappointing.
At least I'm better than Caitlin, okay?
She doesn't know Yogi Bear. That's fine. That's true. My favorite Smurf is Hefty Smurf because he's strong.
Is he hefty?
He's a big boy. He's strong. No, he's like big.
Okay.
He's really strong.
Do you actually believe in leprechauns though?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. So in kindergarten.
Well, actually, oh my gosh, I was gonna tell the same story.
In kindergarten for St. Patrick's Day, we had to build these leprechaun traps.
I was not gonna tell the same story.
And in these leprechaun traps, we had, you know, like those gold coins that are actually chocolate?
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, we put those inside of our traps to bait the leprechaun. And mine was the only one that was triggered. The trap was triggered.
So the teacher ate your gold coins.
And so the coin was taken out. And I think that because it was just... So, like, I did one of those traps where you have the stick and then you have a cardboard box on
classic,
the stick.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think what happened is a leprechaun came into our room, triggered it, picked up the gold coin, but was strong enough to pick up the cardboard boxes was just cardboard.
Maybe it was hefty. The Smurf.
See, I think it was, but is he? He's not a leprechaun.
But who would turn down a gold chocolate coin?
A leprechaun for Saint.
They would turn that down?
No,
Why would a Smurf turn it down?
He took.
That's what I'm saying.
He took the gold coin though. I didn't have the gold coin anymore.
Well, that's your fault.
No. I was depressed. I thought I had captured it because when I came in from recess, it was triggered, but there was no leprechaun inside.
No. But going back to the rainbow.
Yeah.
The original world record was 6 hours in England.
Ooh.
So, like, they completely shattered it.
3 more hours.
380 more minutes.
I want a 24-hour rainbow. Even, like a moon rainbow. That's what I want.
How? That's not possible.
You know what? I want it to be.
Or
that.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know all the science behind a rainbow. It's just like, isn't it just dew? Like water vapor being shined on by the sun?
Yes. So
they don't have water on the moon. That's the problem.
No, but like, couldn't there be water in the sky though? Or like water?
Not on the moon. Otherwise.
Wait, water doesn't come from the sun though.
Water's from Earth, 100%.
Yeah, so it's not
from
the moon.
You said you want a moon bow. What are you talking about?
Like
during, a rainbow on the moon?
No, like a rainbow
at night?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. That was just a complete misunderstanding.
Yes.
I apologize. That's not possible though.
Why?
Well, it's the moon is not bright enough.
It's debatable. Did you
in
see
my
the
opinion.
Supermoon?
I mean, I have no I didn't.
Hey,
yes.
We're going to talk about the moon supermoon later.
Yeah. Shout I'm just saying like I don't think I don't know the science behind it. I don't think that the moon has enough light from the sun to reflect to make a rainbow.
But that'd be so cool.
Like, the moon, if the moon was as bright as the sun, then it would be daytime all the time.
True.
And if the moon was as bright as the sun, then it would have a rainbow. But then again, like, you can make a rainbow from, like, a flashlight. Have you done that before? On accident? I've gone, like, camping trips, and you, like, wake up in the middle of the night.
No.
And then it's like...
So
I've had that happen.
So
before.
Is it? So it could be possible, but
I don't know though. Like, is a flashlight brighter than the moon? It probably is.
If someone knows, call in 317-844-4570.
Let us know if you're a meteorologist. They be the people who know.
A
astronomer
and rainbowologist.
Rainbologist.
New job profession right there.
There we go. There has to be someone who watched the rainbow for all 9 hours to verify it.
I mean, that's true. Guinness World Record was there. They had to be because it broke the world record.
Taipei was like, "Yo, Guinness World Record."
Yeah, come here, guys. So it could have been longer than 9 hours. Because how long did it take for Guinness World Record to get there?
I don't think that's how it works.
All right, guys, we're going to take it to a quick break. Later on, we got guests coming on. We got John's news coming up. Stay tuned. The Breaking Point's only here. This is Jumper by Third Eye Blind. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.